My dear sisters in Christ, today is the feast day of St. Paulinus, who was a bishop in the early 5th century. He was born, I think, it gave the year 352, and born into a very noble family. He was, I think, a governor for a period of time. But St. Paulinus was not baptized until he was in his 30s. And after he was baptized, he married, and then eventually he was ordained a priest, and after his wife died, he was made a bishop. So that's about all I know about the life of St. Paulinus, but in reflecting upon his life, it reminds us of that mark of the church, which is holy, one holy Catholic and apostolic. So what do we mean when we say that the Catholic Church is holy? Because we know that not all Catholics are holy. In fact, it's not an automatic thing to become a member of the church and therefore become a saint. The church has produced holy members in every age. We see here this man, St. Paulinus, sanctifying himself, having not even been baptized until he was an adult, and so many others. And why is that? Why were they able to sanctify themselves? Because the church has the means of holiness. So we say the church is holy because she has the doctrines, the teachings, which, if lived, lead to a life of holiness. She also has all the means of grace, the sacraments. And thus, the church has produced holy members in every age. And this building in which we are making our retreat is testimony to that holiness of the church. You think of what the church was before Vatican II destroyed it, destroyed so much that had been built up. I wish that I could just go back for a moment in time and witness this facility filled with religious and students, humming with activity, or Mount St. Michael, any of these facilities, what it would have been like in the 50s. Wouldn't that be something if we could just peer into the past and see what it was? But all of that came crashing to the ground in a very short period of time in the 1960s. And why? Because of heretical doctrine. This should help us to understand what a terrible thing heresy is, and how we must be so much on our guard against it. Pope St. Pius X, we know, was the implacable foe of modernism. And there were those who said to him, you should tone it down a little bit. Even cardinals, advisors, thought he was overdoing it. And he was vehemently opposed to modernism because he knew what it would bring about, which it eventually did bring about. So what is modernism in a nutshell? It is this idea that truth changes with time, the evolution of dogma. Modernism also taught the idea that morality is relative to the times and therefore can change. And of course, many other erroneous ideas. I remember Father Oswalt once mentioning in one of his talks how one of the main pillars, we might say, of modernism is this idea of universal salvation. In fact, to use the terminology, he said it is the engine that drives the train. And even though they won't tell you, most of these priests and clergy and religious of the modern church believe that everyone ultimately goes to heaven, or just about everyone. They don't believe in hell. They don't believe what the church has taught, even though they'll say the creed or they'll profess it. But again, look at what it has brought about, modernism. Imagine the glory of the church in this country and throughout the world, but in particular in this country, with so many buildings like this that were constructed from the piety and the devotion of the religious and the voluntary contributions of the faithful. There were so many nuns, so many orders and congregations, so many religious, so many schools and other works. And to think that all of that could be completely destroyed in a very short period of time, within a matter of a decade or two at the most. So many religious who left the convents and their monasteries, etc., within just a few years after Vatican II. And eventually all these religious orders basically destroyed. And all because of heretical doctrine. So this reminds us of how important it is for us to be very conscientious in adhering to our faith, learning our faith, taking every opportunity to learn more about our holy faith, to read about good books explaining the faith, to be very careful, especially superiors, that there are no books or reading material in the convents that are not approved. And sometimes even pre-Vatican II works can be tainted with the modernist ideas. That reminds me of what Bishop McKenna said. Bishop McKenna, who was ordained in June of 1958, just a few months before Pope Pius XII died. And he said he was in the Dominican order for 8 years before his ordination. And everything seemed fine. And his ordination took place. Everything is fine. But he said after Pope Pius XII died, he said it was like overnight, all these modernists came out of the woodwork. He said they were there all along, but they knew how to keep their ideas to themselves. But once he was out of the way, like a dike that is broken, all of a sudden this modernism just swept in. He said he couldn't believe in reading the magazine they had for the Dominicans. He couldn't believe reading things that priests said that he had respected. He thought they were thoroughly orthodox by things they wrote before. Now all of a sudden they're writing modernist ideas. And again, this is what destroyed all of this. Getting back to what I said earlier about that second mark of the church, holiness, that in itself is a proof that this modern church is not Catholic. You don't need a lot of in-depth proofs. You just have to look at the fruits, as our Lord said, by their fruits you shall know them. The holiness that was there before is gone because the teachings that lead to a life of holiness are gone, and the sacraments have been destroyed. This new church is anything but holy. Let us then strongly adhere to our faith, love our faith, be on our guard against anything that would undermine our faith, and call upon these great saints whose feasts we celebrate to help us to love our faith, and to make use of the teachings of Holy Mother Church to sanctify ourselves and thus become holy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.